We continue now with our Memorial Day feature. Now we're talking with Peabody Veteran Service Agent Steve Patton. And Steve, welcome to MSO.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, this is a special time of year. It's especially special because the lights are coming back on, the fog is beginning to clear, and there is hope on the horizon. But this is a very special weekend in so many ways, Steve. And I wonder if you could reflect on it just for a minute from your point of view, being a military member, and what this weekend means, because it's got a double meaning, both with the media's perception of the beginning of summer, but also, of course, the remembrances, the solemn remembrances of those who have died.
I think it's about remembering all of the service members through the different branches who gave their lives for our country, who wore the uniform, the true patriots, and it's a solemn time to honor them. And it's a time to get together with family and friends and honor them as a group.
You know, my dad was an Iwo Jima survivor, did a couple of tours in Vietnam, and he and I were in the service at the same time during the Vietnam conflict. I didn't have to go over there, thank goodness. But even so, my dad would always reflect on Memorial Day weekend, and he would do it in a private way, respectfully. And I think that that's what comes to mind with me. We used to have parades. I don't know if that's still going on. What's happening in Peabody this weekend?
So it's remarkable that you said your dad was on Iwo Jima. Just such a small world and a wonderful world. And the story I would share with you is we have a lot of great events happening in Peabody on Memorial Day. Three parts of our program in particular. One of the three is as you may know, our World War II monument was toppled by a tree, struck it last November and knocked it down. And so we're rededicating it. We got it about a month ago. And in the course of putting up the new monument, we learned a story. And it ties into your dad. And it goes like this. There was a graduate of Peabody High School, Philip L. McManus, whose mother had passed away at a young age. His father was in the process of moving to Philadelphia, and he had a choice to go to Dorchester or go to Pennsylvania, and he didn't want to leave his other family and friends that were up here. So he traveled to Dorchester, and he joined the military right away. Where did he end up? Iwo Jima.
Oh, my.
Lost his life on Iwo Jima in his first year in the service.
Oh, my.
So 2 years after the war was over, the U.S. exhumed the bodies because they actually buried them there at Iwo Jima, and they brought them home to their families. There was almost the entire city of Peabody showed up, the city council, veterans council, mayor. They received his body, brought it to the Stockwell Funeral Home in Peabody, and brought it over to Puritan Lawn, which is a great cemetery in Peabody. But because he had moved to Dorchester, and it was 50 years in between the time he passed and the time they put up a monument for World War II in Peabody, his name was inadvertently left off. So on Memorial Day, we're honoring having added now Philip McManus's name to the World War II monument, and he gave his life on Iwo Jima, and for all we knew, he was shoulder to shoulder with your father.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What a great story.
Very compelling. Oh my goodness, yeah. I got tears in my eyes. Steve, the only thing my dad would talk about, in those days was, when he was on R&R, and also when the flag went up. He was, on the beach with a howitzer, battery. And, when the flag was carried on the, balcony on, Inauguration Day, January 20, I could only think of what my dad must have felt, because after the insurrection, to see that flag standing tall, in the White House and so wherever, the Capitol building, it was just an amazing thing. And that leads me to flags are such an important part of the Memorial Day ceremonies, are they not?
Yes, absolutely. And so far in the city, we've put up about 5,000. We have 3,000 to go tomorrow at Puritan Lawn in Peabody. We have about 30 people that are going to show up. It's probably going to be torrential downpours, but as patriots, there is absolutely no way we are not going to put our flags on those graves tomorrow. So we'll be proud to stand in the rain and do it because we love America and we're patriots.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's not just veterans. I'm sure you have helpers as well, family members who will do the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. We have the junior ROTC in Peabody coming. One of our school committee members, Jared Hockman, is bringing 15 people. He's truly rallied the troops. So we're going to get the flags in tomorrow. And then a couple of other things we're doing on Memorial Day. We're honoring a Higgins Middle School student, Caden Sotomayor, who on his own during the pandemic, he's a junior history buff. He learned about World War II. He has a grandfather that served in that era, and he decided, you know what, I'm going to write 60 letters to veterans
wow.
during this pandemic to let them know they're loved. So he did that. Another thing we have is Private Murphy, who was from Peabody, passed away during World War II, was killed in action, during World War II. His niece is going to be receiving the Massachusetts Medal of Liberty, signed off on by Governor Baker and General Keefe of the Mass National Guard. So there's going to be a few really stirring, moving moments in our program on the 31st.
Wow. Yeah. I'm breathless. Man, that is that's something. Let us not forget, as the saying goes. Steve, I'm going to be linking to all of the Veteran Services information on the website and elsewhere, and I'll have your contact information up also with this interview. But is there anything else that you'd like to mention about the Peabody Veteran Services organization?
Well, we're here for you. If you're a veteran or a family member of a veteran, we're here for you. If you have any questions about benefits, please don't hesitate, because a lot of times there's benefits that people just don't know are out there, especially in a post-pandemic world. We're here for you, and we want to help you. So please reach out to us, 978-538-5925. We're always in the office, and we're ready to help.
All right, that's Peabody Veteran Services Agent Steve Patton. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.